the paralytic man starts with something we all face in our lives. Friendship. This man was healed because of his friends. He had four friends. These four friends went to see him, visiting him. And they found that he is a helpless man. He can't move. He's paralytic. And these four men, these friends, are the ones who started to think and to act and to help him. Probably they said to him, "We heard about our Lord Jesus Christ, that he heals the sick. Why don't we take you to the Lord?" Probably he said, "I tried all the doctors and there was no healing." But they said to him, "He is different. He must have agreed to be taken, to be carried and taken to the Lord." They took him and carried him all the way to where the Lord is. I wonder actually, if they knew where the Lord is, why did they leave, go to the Lord and visited that sick man? And these are the real servants. The real servants are finding Christ in everyone. Are finding Christ in everyone. That is what even the Lord has said. Whatever you do with one of these youngsters, you have done it to me. Who do you think these four people? Who do you think they are? Who do you think they are? These four men are what? Servants of the church, the church, the priests, the bishops, the popes. These are the servants and the friends who have got a message in this life to save, to help, to heal the wounds of this world. They volunteer to carry him to the Lord. And they carried him. They went to the house where the Lord is, and there was no space, no way to approach the Lord. I'm sure so many of us would wait outside and they would say, "What can we do?" But these four, they did not know the impossible. They find the way. They insist to find their way in. They failed to take him from the door. even from asking people, can we go in, can we go in, can we go in? And there was no way to go in. So what do? They climb the stairs up to the roof, and they even took the tiles out of the roof and found the ropes to bring him down before the roof. Can you imagine? Yani, I really don't think that if you have invited some people at your home and it was packed, and suddenly you find someone knocking your roof, taking off your tiles, and bringing someone from the roof, what would you do? What would you do? I'm sure many of you will go and have a big fight with them. But they didn't care. They didn't care. They didn't even worry about the consequences. These are the real servants who take the risk, who take the adventure and risk their lives to save that man, to save that man. Anyway, the Bible says a great thing, that the Lord, when he saw them bringing the man from the roof, looked at what? Looked at what? At their faith. The Lord looked at their face, not the face of the paralytic, the faith of these four men. So miracles happen either by your faith or even by the faith of the others. That's why, for example, the apostles, when St. Peter was in the prison, they gathered and prayed to the Lord. And when they prayed to the Lord, what happened? What happened? The gates of the prison being opened. The chains he was tied with being broken. It happened as well with St. Paul. Faith can make miracles. We only need to use it. So many of us wouldn't have this chance because they don't use their faith, or we don't use our faith for the others. But if you have faith, you will yourself bring glory from God, and you will bring glory to the others too, if you have that faith. We need that faith. We need that power in our lives. We need that trust in our lives. Miracles did not stop. The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord is the same. He is still there. Anyway, when the four people brought that man to the Lord then looked at him and said to him, your sins have been forgiven. Probably many people, and this specific four people, were saying, we didn't bring him to forgive his sins. We brought him to you to heal him. But the Lord wants to say what? What the Lord wants to say when he didn't heal him to start with, but he forgave his sins? Exactly. This is one of the examples that sin, because of sin, disease came to the world. Not every disease is because of the sin, but the Lord here wants to say all our misery, all our death, all our disasters in this world came because of what? Because of what? Because of sin. Sin brought all these misery in the world. And the Lord wants to tell every one of us, if you really want to have peace, if you really want to have health, if you really want to be pure, you need to get rid of your sins. To get rid of your sins. Sin makes us weak. Sin makes us ill. Sin makes us confused. Sin makes us paralytic. It paralyzes our lives. And the way to freedom is to have this forgiveness, is to come to the Lord. Firstly, to say to him, Lord, I repent. Forgive me my sins. And then freedom will start. Peace will be yours. When the Lord said your sins have been forgiven, the Pharisees did not really, like it, because they kept judging the Lord in their minds, saying, who can forgive sins except God only? Is that man considers himself God so that he forgives sins? That is a blasphemy. And the Lord heard their thoughts. The Lord can know what you think about. People wouldn't, but the Lord would. That is why we need to know that we are exposed before the Lord. And the Lord is seeing not only our actions, is seeing and hearing our thoughts too. So please, please live in his presence. Know that he knows the depth of your hearts and minds. And the Lord knew what they are thinking of and immediately reacted and responded to them and said to them, to know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins. He looked to the man. He asked them, which is easier? Which is easier in your minds? To forgive sins? Or to say to the man, arise and walk? What do you think? Which is easy? Forgive the sins? Say, your sins are forgiven? Or to say, arise and walk? What do you think? What do you think? easier to forgive sins. Why do you think it is easier? Because it's a word. You can say, you are forgiven. Nobody knows. But if he is very ill, everyone will know. Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say arise and walk? To forgive sins, it is not a word. To forgive sins means what? Means what? To forgive sins means the Lord to die and be crucified and rise from death. This is the price of forgiving our sins. It's not an easy thing. You come to the Father in confession in a very simple way and say to your Father in confession, please forgive me, Father, because of the normal things. What are the normal things? Lying, shouting, swearing, normal things. That is not normal. Every sin of your sins, every lie, every swear, every bad thought you have done, needed the Lord to be crucified, needed the Lord to die for you. That is the point the Lord is making. It is not easy for me to say your sins are forgiven. It costs my life. But the Lord accepted to make this sacrifice for all of us. This sacrifice where he puts himself for you so that you will be holy like him. He will die for you to live. And this is, I wanted everyone today to feel how the sins are so important for the Lord that the Lord sacrificed himself only to forgive your sins, only to bring you back to him. Then the Lord looked at the paralytic man and said to him, arise and carry your bed and go in peace. So the Lord is saying to the Pharisees, to know that I have authority to forgive sins, I will heal him. And healing him is the proof that I have forgiven his sins. And here, I wanted all of us to realize that the power of healing in our lives is the forgiving of our sins. You want really to have great peace and power in your life, have your sins been forgiven. Come, confess to the Lord, have your sins be forgiven, and then you will go in peace. What is carrying his bed? Why the Lord specifically said to that man, carry your bed? Why do you think carrying his bed was important? What is carrying his bed? What's carrying his belt? Carrying his belt, the belt was made of wood. So carrying his belt, carrying the wood he lied on, that wood is a symbol of the cross. So before Christ, the cross was the cross of curse. Everyone, every sinner was crucified on that cross as a cross of the curse. But when Christ came and carried that cross and being crucified on that cross, he changed the cross to be the power of our lives. But no one can carry the cross unless his sins are forgiven. Unless his sins are forgiven. So many people try to carry their crosses without it being forgiven. They wouldn't be able to. The cross will be unbearable because their sins are there. And the cross is there to forgive them. The Lord is on the cross to take your sins and give you his holiness. He took what is ours. He gave you what is his. It is swapping with the Lord his holiness for your sins. Would you like that? I wish today that we all come with this paralytic man and say to the Lord, please, Lord, forgive our sins. Heal us. Bring us back to life. And send us to the world carrying our crosses, witnessing to your great love and your great mercy. May the Lord make every one of us to be like these four men, bringing our souls and bringing the others to him, so that we will all be healed.